Let me see.
There we go. We're just going to see all clear. So we are pulling into the Aturi Forest. The animals here in the Aturi Forest are pretty shy. They use camouflage as their primary form of self-defense against predators. That being said, sometimes these animals are a little difficult to spot. We've got a lot of eyes on board today. I think we can manage it.
To the
right hand side, that's an okapi. The okapi might look like a relative of the zebra due to those fun little striped pants, but it's actually a relative of the giraffe.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 311, Reliving a Kilimanjaro Safari's Ride. Please put your headphones on to fully immerse yourself in another of my Walt Disney World memories. You'll feel like you're in the Animal Kingdom with us, as we set off in our open-air vehicle for a guided tour of a lush African savanna and spot real animals roaming free. Welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where we relive the magic of Walt Disney World. I'm Lou, your host on this enchanting journey. The holiday season may not have officially started, but we've already begun playing Christmas music in our home. Although we've not yet decorated, we typically do right around Thanksgiving time. This time of year is always special. For me, though, it brings back extra memories of the 2021 holiday season when we were in the parks, listening to the music and watching the performers as they celebrate the holidays. Today's memory may not have a strong holiday theme, though, but it's definitely one that's relatable for anyone who's ever visited the parks. Today's memory takes us back to that Tuesday afternoon in December of 2021. As you may recall from our last memory, we had just finished riding Expedition Everest for the second time and then headed from Asia to Africa. We are aware that our time to see live animals in the parks is very limited now, so we're trying to find the right balance between that and watching the stage shows and other things that we haven't seen yet. For now, we chose to join the queue for Kilimanjaro Safaris and are slowly making our way through the standby queue. Along the way, we saw animals in their habitats, heard the sounds of the animals that they added to the queue area, and maybe even caught the sound of a safari truck as it rounded a bend nearby or a train way off in the distance. This definitely was our longest wait of the day so far, but don't worry, I've condensed the experience down to a few key moments that will transport you there with us. Finally, it's our turn to hop into the safari truck, and we're thrilled. We sat in the very back row, which is great for hearing the guide with very little engine noise, but way more dust. Overall, it was an amazing adventure. As we returned from our safari, our planning was now a little bit messed up because of our weight, and we realized that we had to come up with a new plan of what to do next. So again, for that best experience, make sure you're wearing your favorite headphones to really place yourself in this binaural memory. But before we relive our memory for today, I want to take a moment to hear from our sponsors that are helping me to continue to bring these memories to all of you. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now sit back. Relax. Close your eyes and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic.
I found it. Thank you. I hear a lion. I hear a lion. There's a lion behind you. There's a lion behind Susie.
There's a lion behind Susie.
Yeah.
We went on that's actually what I thought you were saying. Because that's what I saw.
Jumbo, everyone. And welcome to Kilimanjaro Safaris. In order to keep your wait time to a minimum, we ask that you please keep your group together. Keep up with the party in front of you and fill in all the available space. It is not necessary to form a single file line. If you are traveling with a stroller, please have children and valuables unloaded before you reach our stroller parking area. If you are traveling somewhere in a field or beach, please have to a minimum. We ask that you please keep your group together, keep up with the party in front of you, and fill in all the available space. It is not necessary to form a single file line. If you are traveling with a stroller, please have children and valuables unloaded before you reach our stroller parking area. If you are traveling with someone in a scooter or wheelchair, please have this person lead your party through the line. This will help keep your wait time to a minimum. Once again, please keep your group together, keep up with the party in front of you, and fill in all the available space. Thank you for touring with
Kilimanjaro.
When it comes to safaris, we go wide.
There's a crown crane right there.
As you cross by the Soft River near the Hippo Reserve, you may notice some of our more adventurous guests exploring the park on foot. This is just one part of Kamahere's Wild Africa Trek, a perfectly guided 3-hour bushwalk through the Safi River Valley that gets you even closer to the animals in their natural habitats. Halfway through the trek, it's hard enough to be seen here in this moment.
I want to do that.
Space on the track is limited, so be certain to book your adventure in advance.
100 and something per person. For 3 hours.
As the sun sets and the savanna grows dark, the Harambe Wildlife Reserve becomes a whole new world with many new things to see and even more new things to hear. A nighttime safari is very different.
Crown crane, yep.
Jumbo, everyone, and welcome to Kilimanjaro Safaris. In order to keep your wait time to a minimum, we ask that you please keep your group together, keep up with the party in front of you, and fill in all the available space. It is not necessary to form a single file line. If you are traveling with a stroller, please have children and valuables unloaded before you reach our stroller parking area. If you are traveling with someone in a scooter or wheelchair, please have this person lead your party through the line. This will help keep your wait time to a minimum. Once again, please keep your group together, keep up with the party in front of you, and fill in all the available space. Thank you for touring with Kilimanjaro. When it comes to safaris, we go wild.
As you move on for inches or two, please note the whole cycle each row zone. Each row
includes the cycle.
Children may be seated next to or on the lap of their parents.
What side do you want to be?
Kilimanjaro Safaris. In order to keep your wait time to a minimum, we ask that you please keep your group together, keep up with the party in front of you, and fill in all the available space. It is not necessary to form a single file line. If you are traveling with a stroller, please have children and valuables unloaded before you reach our stroller parking area. If you are traveling with someone in a scooter or wheelchair, please have this person lead your party to the line. This will help keep your wait time to a minimum. Once again, please keep your group together, keep up with the party in front of you, and fill in all the available space. Thank you for touring Kilimanjaro. When it comes to safaris, we go wild.
Okay. Throw a 9-4.
Yes.
Chapo, everyone, and welcome to Kilimanjaro Safari. We hope that the unpaved roads of the Harambe Wildlife Reserve pass through rough and rugged terrain. You may experience bumps and some jokes on your safari adventure. To ensure a safe and pleasant trip, you should be in good health and free from high blood pressure, heart, back or neck problems, motion sickness, or other conditions that could be aggravated by this adventure.
That's okay, and I'm going to place some feet that are just standing just to your right hand side. That's not a sound of work, as we say here in Harambe Duende, which means let's go. Jumbo everyone, my name is Lizzie. I'm going to be your safari guide on today's adventure of the Harambe Wildlife Reserve. As we pull into the reserve, I'd like to remind everyone to please keep your hands, arms, legs, and feet inside the vehicle at all times. Please remain seated. Little ones are welcome to sit on your lap. However, they must remain seated on the same lap facing forward for the duration of our adventure. Please don't hold your children up. Please no passing them across the roads. You're not Rafiki. They're not Simba. This isn't the Lion King.
You like that?
While we're waiting on our turn to enter the Harambe Wildlife Reserve, take a look above your heads at that animal spotting guide. That's a small taste of some of the animals we could see on our adventure today. We may not see all of those animals. We may see more that are on that list. You never know. It's always a wild time here on the reserve.
All right, it's Sunday summer, isn't it? As you like to say, I'm
doing the Harambe. If you're going to be taking pictures today, I recommend having your camera at the ready, preferably in some kind of high shutter speed mode, sport mode, burst mode, any of those. That'll help you get the best picture possible. The animals are going to be moving around, will be moving. I'm going to do my best to slow down and stop as many animals as we can, but sometimes that's not always possible.
Sometimes the animal might be better off behind us.
And don't forget to keep a tight hold of all your personal belongings. If something does happen to drop over the side of my truck, I cannot stop to retrieve it. So please let me know as soon as possible so I can get someone out here on the reserve to grab it for us. We're going to be hanging out here for just 1 second for the warden to give us the all clear to enter the Harambe Wildlife Reserve.
That's it.
Let me see.
There we go. Warden's going to see all clear, so we are pulling into the Aturi Forest. The animals here in the Aturi Forest are pretty shy. They use camouflage as their primary form of self-defense against predators. That being said, sometimes these animals are a little difficult to spot. We've got a lot of eyes on board today. I think we can manage it.
See a squirt behind the tree here on the left. It's coming out. See
to the right-hand side, that's an okapi. The okapi might look like a relative of the zebra due to those fun little straight pants, but it's actually a relative of the giraffe.
Yep.
The okapi has a prehensile tongue, just like a giraffe does, that lets it pull leaves from trees to eat. The okapi wasn't discovered by the Western world until 1901. Up until that point, it was thought to be a mythological creature. Up on the hill to your right, those are two large black and white birds. There's one a little further over, one kind of in the middle.
On the right?
Those birds are saddle-billed storks. Saddle-billed storks are about 5 feet tall. They have a wingspan of about 9 feet. They'll communicate with each other by rattling their bills.
Did she say on the right?
What's that?
Those birds are also monogamous and mate for life, so I'm sure
that's, the one we did
a happy couple that we just passed. To the left-hand side, it does look like we're going to see two different types of antelopes. There's the greater kudu, which is the light brown antelope without horns, and the bongo, which is the kind of copper-colored antelope with horns. Both of these animals have vertical white stripes that allow them to blend into the densely packed tree line. White stripes mimic the way light filters through branches, which acts as excellent camouflage. Now, we can assume that that is a female greater kudu because she does not have horns. Only male greater kudu have horns. Turi Forest and heading into the Safi River. As the name suggests, the Safi River is a river ecosystem, so
look,
we're going to keep our eyes on the water.
Look for the baby hippo.
To the right-hand side, excuse me. Those are Nile hippopotamus. Nile hippopotamus weigh about 5,500 pounds, fully grown. They can hold their breath for about 8 minutes at a time. Those are pinkback pelicans. Pinkback pelicans are given their name due to the pink color that appears on their back during mating season. They have a wingspan of about 9 feet, which is as wide as the canopy of my truck. Cross this bridge, I would love to remind everyone to please remain seated. And if you take a look along the left-hand side, we can see some Nile crocodiles. Once again, friends, as we cross this bridge, please remain seated.
Wow. Look at how big they are, Mikey.
There's one in the water.
Now, crocodiles are referred to as opportunistic predators, which does mean that they eat just about anything they can get their jaws around. They have a bite strength of 1 ton per square inch.
One ton.
If you measured a Nile crocodile from tip of its tail to tip of its nose, it would be about the same length as a giraffe is tall, which can be anywhere from 16 to 18 feet. Speaking of giraffe, we are headed into the African savannah. The animals here in the African savannah don't always have the opportunity to camouflage, seeing as this is a wide open grass plain. That's a Maasai giraffe. Maasai giraffe typically stand about 18 feet tall. They can be identified by the random splotchy pattern on their coat. A little further past that Maasai giraffe is a Hartman's Mountain Zebra. Hartman's Mountain Zebra are given their name due to their ability to easily traverse mountainous terrain. We are going to see quite a few more Maasai giraffe as we move on forward through the reserve.
And some of the younger ones. There's two younger ones. Said she was going to give us a chance to get pictures.
Now, those Maasai giraffes, they eat for like 14 hours a day, they sleep for 30 minutes a day, and they can sleep standing up and with their eyes open. To the left-hand side, those are African painted dogs. African painted dogs are actually one of the most successful predators in all of Africa. They catch 90% of the prey that they set out to catch. They'll chase their prey down until they physically drop from exhaustion. animals there, they let their sick elderly and young members of their pack eat before the healthy members. To the left-hand side, those large brown antelopes or sable antelopes. They have curved back horns that allow them to protect their pack from predators. That animal with the really big horns is the Ankole cattle. There's more on your right-hand side. Ankole cattle are also called Watusi cattle, named after the people who originally domesticated them. They are one of the only domesticated animals here on the Harambe Wildlife Reserve.
Oop, the giraffe's running. Can you see the giraffe running?
A group of giraffes called a tower, which is what we're seeing on our right-hand side. And a better look at those Ankole cattle.
Good, maybe we'll get a chance.
I apologize for the wind in my microphone. This is a very windy corner. Okay, now, to the right-hand side, you see the little one? The little pom-poms on top of his head kind of look like a little swoop back. Yeah, that's the youngest member of the giraffe tower. He was born in June. Giraffes were born standing about 4.5-5 feet tall. Well, oh, come on. Why me? Okay, well.
Put it
this
in park.
This is fine. It's taking a nap. You know I said they can go to sleep standing up and with their eyes open?
Can you move? Can you see? There's another one up on the hill. Look at the young one behind you.
Ah. We love. Glad to see it.
Thank you for the pictures.
Safari 22.
I'm having to like climb over Mikey because.
Fun fact about giraffe: they have the exact same number of vertebrae in their neck that humans have. That number is 7. Theirs are just a lot bigger. These are all wildebeest. Wildebeest have one of the largest migrating birds
here
in Africa. We'll see some more on our left-hand side in just a second. Wildebeest also have the second largest population density of any mammal, only coming second to humans. Not you two. No. 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 Okay, good. And then past the wildebeest, you see the antelopes? The big things. Those are Patterson's Eland. Patterson's Eland antelopes are some of the largest in the world. They stand about 6 feet tall on the shoulders. They weigh a little over 1,000 pounds. They can jump 6 feet from that height there, which is pretty impressive given how much they weigh. They've got some very muscly legs.
I think some sand.
Now we're scooting on through the reserve.
So if you take the
these
jungle
trees
tour,
look like
Susie,
they've been planted upside down, or baobab
that jungle
trees.
Tour, you eat a snack up there.
Again. Sorry for my mic. Baobab trees are otherwise known as the upside down tree or the tree of life, mostly because they look like they've been planted upside down. And they're called the tree of life because it can hold a little over 4,000 or 5,000 gallons of water in its trunk at any given time. The importance of this tree to the African ecosystem is why it was given the nickname Tree of Life and why it was chosen as the centerpiece of Disney's Animal Kingdom. to the left-hand side, those are greater flamingo. Greater flamingo is why this makes them all flamingo species. However, they're not hatched this color. They're actually hatched gray, and they turn pink over time. That's really pretty on the right-hand side. I'm technically not supposed to stop here, but that's really pretty. Look at the sun. Isn't she lovely? She's working hard today. Don't ask me why I decided the sun was a she. It's not important. Now, those greater flamingo that we just passed, it takes about 2 years for them to turn pink. Oh, there's some African elephants at the gap between the trees. So African elephants can be identified by the shape of their ears. They're kind of triangular shape. They have really thick blood vessels in their ears. That's how they regulate their body temperature. And these to the left-hand side are white rhinoceros. My favorite animal here on the Harambe Wildlife Reserve. White rhinoceros are endangered species. They were overhunted due to their horns. A lot of people thought their horns had magical or medicinal properties. That's not true. Their horns are made of keratin, which are the same things that our fingernails and hair are made of. Now, they're really gentle creatures. They're basically like 5,000-pound puppy dogs. I love them so much.
Don't want them sitting in your lap either.
My personal favorite cause that the Disney Wildlife Conservation Fund goes to support is the research and protection of the southern white rhinoceros. An unfortunate, sad fact of the day is the northern white rhinoceros is essentially extinct. I'll get back to that in a second.
There's a cheetah.
There's a cheetah to the left-hand side. Cheetah can run from 0 to 60 miles per hour in about 3 seconds. They have non-retractable claws that they use to dig into their top speeds.
You see the other one up here behind the rock?
They can use their tails to help them change direction as well. There's only one species of cheetah left in the world. So like every cheetah that you see is the exact same type of cheetah. Another animal that we're working really hard to protect. But anyway, the northern white rhinoceros, there's only two left in the whole world. Both are female, both live in captivity. So, we're gonna do our... What was that? I'm so... Was that a train whistle?
Yes.
Huh. Fun. The beep beep made my brain go bye-bye. I don't know what I was talking about. We're doing our best to protect the southern white rhinoceros because there's not that many left. Either. Anyway, there's lion to the left and a Bontebok antelope to the right. Bontebok antelopes are known for their chestnut color fur that shines purple in certain light. Also an endangered species. To the left-hand side, those are lions. And more rhinos to the right. That's fun. We should be able to get a pretty good view of some of these lions. At least this lioness, we should be able to see her face in just a second. Oh, yay, there we go.
Wow.
Yeah. That should be a pretty good one, at least of the two lioness.
There we go.
Lions sleep for about 20 hours a day. It's almost always nap time out here on the savannah. They're mostly active at night. That's when they do their hunting. Those lioness, the female lions, do all the hunting for the prey. They hunt in large groups because most of their prey is faster than they are. A lion's roar can be heard from up to 5 miles away. And if you look in the far, far back corner of that left-hand side, you can see some warthogs. They're really difficult to see. We might be able to see them better as we turn around because you can look back into the rocks. There's also some ostrich to the left-hand side. Ostrich can run at speeds of 40 miles per hour.
There's a rhino on your right.
Ostrich use their wings to help them change direction while they run. To the right-hand side, those are ostrich eggs. Now, ostrich eggs weigh about 3 pounds each. That's equivalent to 2 dozen chicken eggs. And then an ostrich egg is strong enough that a grown human could stand on top of it and it wouldn't break.
What?
Ostrich eggs are just laid on the ground, so they do have to withstand the possibility of being kicked across the savannah by some pretty heavy animals. Okay, now if we look back up into those rocks, you can really, really barely see a warthog in the gap between the rocks. I'll go really, really slow. It's in between those two rocks. You can see the tusks. Those warthogs have two sets of tusks. One large set of tusks that they use to dig, and then the small set of tusks that they use to defend themselves with.
This one?
But the large set of tusks do act as sort of a visual deterrent.
That's the one.
For predators. Now we are heading into the Warden's Outpost. This is where the predators are spending time on the Harambe Wildlife Reserve. Right now the wardens are keeping a herd of Nigerian dwarf goats. Nigerian dwarf goats are oftentimes kept by farmers as a second source of income. They do produce a really nutritious milk that can be turned into a variety of products like cheese and soap.
Smells like goats.
Yep.
It smells like alfalfa. Oop. Geysers, I'm behind us. They're behind you.
Now, passing that Warden's Outpost does signal that we're coming to the close of our adventure here on the Harambe Wildlife Reserve. If you like any of the animals you have seen today, there's a lot you can do to help them out. A lot of these animals are endangered, or at the very least, they are a protected species. So one of the easiest things you can do to help these animals is use reusable things like water bottles, utensils, and shopping bags. That helps reduce the amount of resources that we consume, which in turn will help protect these animals' natural habitats. One of the biggest threats that a lot of these animals face is habitat loss due to resource acquisition. And if you want to learn a little bit more about these animals, ways to help them, just learn about what kind of animals they are, where they're from, their lives, I'd recommend checking out the walking trails. You can learn a lot and you can see really cool animals up close. Those are the Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail in Africa, where you can see a bunch of different primates. There's gorillas, some different types of monkeys. There's also a hippopotamus viewing pool, more okapi, more zebra, lots of all kinds of animals found in the continent of Africa. And then in the Maharaja Jungle Trek in Asia, you can see big cats like tigers, as well as the giant
fruit bat
and the Komodo dragon. Now here on the reserve, we don't like to say goodbye. It's much too sad, much too final. We prefer to say quaterini, which means go well. So go well, friends.
Exploration trail right here.
Have a wonderful rest of your day here at Disney's
Animal
Kingdom.
Go see some gorillas
and such. Watch your hands,
like
and then up
go over
inside.
In about a half
an
hour.
Watch yourself down. Watch your head if you're really tall.
Got the water bottle still. Hats and sunglasses. There's the train. Mikey.
The last one leaves at 4:30.
It leaves at 4:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, on your way out, it's going to be on the left-hand side.
This way. Hello.
Hello.
Is this the start of the Wild Africa Trek, or where do we go?
Nope. All you gotta do is go up and take a right.
Okay. What do you? Is there anything around here?
Nope.
We're seeing. Nope. Empty.
Empty on this side.
All right. What time do they start calling the animals in?
4:45.
Okay, so we still have some time.
Yeah, just head up the hill and take a right, and we'll start making your way down the Gorilla Falls Exploration
Trail. Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they are released. Also, if you want to find more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. In addition to links to subscribe, you'll find things like show notes with pictures of this memory. You'll also find links to watch this on YouTube or view photos on Google and Instagram and connect with me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you like what you've heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. Every donation gets put back into the podcast, and you'll help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, the easiest thing you can do is to help me spread the word about the show. If you like what you've heard, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen will help others like you who might be looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home find our show. Or if you could tell a friend or share that you've been listening, share a link to the show on social media. Maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this memory, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple of weeks or sooner for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.